Hare Krishna. All consciences are not born equal, nor are they bred equal. Conscience is the inner voice within us which tells us do this and don't do this. Now, conscience is a valuable guide for all of us. At the same time, conscience is not the ultimate guide, because our conscience is a product of our culture, our conditioning, and it is not necessarily a reflection of reality all the time. So today, many times people rationalize whatever they want to do and say that that is based on my conscience. This is the voice, this is what my conscience is saying. Now, so there are, for example, say jihadi killers. No, they heartlessly kill thousands of innocent people, and this is what my conscience is saying. Now, there may be people who, there may be doctors, or there may be people who may do mercy killing. Oh, they call it mercy killing. They kill people who are still alive. And this is what my conscience is saying. So now, how do we know what is, just because my conscience is saying it, I cannot decide that it is right or it is wrong. I cannot make that as an absolute claim of rightness or wrongness. Conscience is valuable, but we could say our conscience is like a compass. And now, normally, a compass points towards the north, and that's how a compass can act as a guide for navigation. But if that same compass is placed in an area which has its own magnetic field, then the compass will not point toward the true north. It will point somewhere else. So like that, our conscience, normally, it is meant to point us toward that which is right and to help us avoid that which is wrong. But when we are a product of a particular conditioning, then based on that particular conditioning, certain things may seem right to us and certain things may seem wrong to us. And this may not reflect the reality of what is right and what is wrong. So our conscience may be like a compass which is deviating from the geographical north, from the true north, because of the surrounding that is there. Surrounding can be our own conditioning, which we have got from our past life, or it can be our culture, which has given us certain conceptions of right and wrong. It's why the conscience needs to be not just relied upon, but the conscience also needs to be, we can say, purified. Or rather, the compass needs to be moved out of the effect of the magnetic field, and then it will show the true north. So similarly, we need to rise above our conditionings. We need to rise above our culture. And then, whatever the inner voice is saying, that will be a reliable guidance. Otherwise, we may say that I am acting according to my conscience, but we may not be acting in a wise way. We may not be acting in a right way. The Bhagavad Gita talks about three modes of material nature: sattvaguna, rajaguna, tamoguna. And it explains in the 14th chapter, 5th text, that all living beings are actually covered by these three modes. And then further, it tells that these three modes create certain kinds of mentalities. Sattvat sanjayate jnanam rajaso lobha eva cha pramada moha tamaso bhavato ajnanam eva cha. So in 14th point 9 says that sattvat sanjayate jnanam, that in mode of goodness comes knowledge, from rajaso lobha eva cha, that in mode of passion comes illusion, greed. And pramada moha tamaso, and madness and illusion get further aggravated in the mode of ignorance. So that means the same pure soul, based on what kind of covering is there, will have particular kind of mentality. And the soul will make choices that will perpetuate that mentality. And the intelligence or the conscience will also make choices that perpetuate that mentality. And that's why we can surely use our conscience, but we needn't make it our ultimate guide. We have to use our conscience and take a guide that is transcendent to culture and conditioning, and that is the guide of scripture. When we when we base our decisions in the light of scripture, tasmat shastram pramanam te karya karya vastitam gyatva shastra vidhanoktam karma kartum iharasi, Krishna says in 16.24 in the Bhagavad Gita, therefore act according to shastra. What is karya and akarya? Understand that, and when you act in that way, Krishna says you will move, you will grow in life, you will attain lasting perfection. So rather than making our conscience our ultimate guide and perpetuating our misconceptions, if there are any, we can use our conscience in a way that it harmonizes with scripture, and thus the purified conscience, like the compass, which is not affected by a magnetic field around it, will point us toward the true north. When we are connected with Krishna, then we'll be guided by Krishna, and then His wisdom will always point us toward the true north. That is, when our conscience is connected with transcendence, then it offers a supremely reliable guidance. Thank you. Hare Krishna.